Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mr. President, in one of your Mother's Day tweets, you appear to accuse President Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. Those were your words. What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's gone on, and if you look at now all of this information that's being released, and from what I understand, that's only the beginning. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again. And you'll be seeing what's going on over the coming weeks. But I wish you'd write honestly about it, but unfortunately, you choose not to do so. Yeah, John, please.
What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours.
Good day to you. This is the Daily Podcast, where we devote a few minutes to some of the things that President Donald Trump has said in the last 24 hours, so that our grandchildren don't think we were lying. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 12th of May, 2020. President Donald Trump spent much of the day tweeting about a conspiracy that he calls Obamagate, and not saying much about the death toll from the coronavirus in the United States, which has now reached 80,087 people. Just 2 months ago, on March the 11th, the death toll was 38 people. He also referred to Obamagate as the biggest political crime in American history by far, though many believe the assassination of President Kennedy might just beat that. When asked what the actual crime is to which he's referring to, his answer was Obamagate. Also in the press conference, the 73-year-old leader of the free world had an overtly racist temper tantrum. Then he ignored the next press question, and then he walked out. We can't do it justice, so here's the original clip.
You said many times that the U.S. is doing far better than any other country when it comes to testing.
Yes.
Why does that matter? Why is this a global competition to you if everyday Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
What, sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you. I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question
like
that.
That's not a nasty question.
Please go ahead.
Why does it matter?
Okay. Anybody else? Please, go ahead in the back, please.
I have two questions.
No, it's okay.
But you pointed to me. I have two questions, Mr. President.
Next, please.
But you called on me.
I did, and you didn't respond, and now I'm calling on the young lady in the back, please.
I just wanted to let my colleague finish, but can I ask you a
question? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 12th of May, 2020. If you'd like to hear more daily updates from What Has He Said Now, subscribe to this podcast and follow us on Twitter at What Has He Said.
China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.